very well. It was one of those bush wars that flared up on the edges of the Napoleonic Wars. This young officer was the most junior in a naval vessel. Wet navy, of course. Wind-powered, in fact. This youngster was about the age of most of your class, and was not commissioned. He carried the title of Temporary Third Lieutenant. Note that this is the title you are about to carry. He had no combat experience. There were four officers in the chain of command above him. When the battle started, his commanding officer was wounded. The kid picked him up and carried him out of the line of fire. That's all. Make a pickup on a comrade. But he did it without being ordered to leave his post. The other officers all bought it while he was doing this, and he was tried for deserting his post of duty as commanding officer in the presence of the enemy. Convicted, cashiered. I gasped. For that? Sir. Why not? True, we make pickup, but we do it under different circumstances from a wet Navy battle, and by orders to the man making pickup. But pickup is never an excuse for breaking off battle in the presence of the enemy. This boy's family tried for a century and a half to get his conviction reversed. No luck, of course. There was doubt about some circumstances, but no doubt that he had left his post during battle without orders. True, he was green as grass, but he was lucky not to be hanged. Colonel Nielsen fixed me with a cold eye. Mr. Rico, could this happen to you? I gulped. I hope not, sir. Let me tell you how it could on this very Prentice cruise. Suppose you are in a multiple ship operation with a full regiment in the drop. Officers drop first, of course. There are advantages to this and disadvantages, but we do it for reasons of morale. No trooper ever hits the ground on a hostile planet without an officer. Assume the bugs know this, and they may. Suppose they work up some trick to wipe out those who hit the ground first, but not good enough to wipe out the whole drop. Now suppose, since you are a supernumerary, you have to take any vacant capsule instead of being fired with the first wave. Where does that leave you? I'm not sure, sir. You have just inherited command of a regiment. What are you going to do with your command, mister? Talk fast, the bugs won't wait.